On University of Maryland Baltimore County Week, financial fraud may be in the news, but it's also old news. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amy Freed, professor of history and chair of the Department of History, examines past wrongdoings.
Today's news regularly features headlines about entrepreneurial solutions to poverty, financial mismanagement and embezzlement of corporate funds, as well as government bailouts. It may surprise you to know that these are not just modern phenomena. Similar events unfolded in the year 1732 with the implosion of the Charitable Corporation, a largely forgotten experiment in microfinance and a neglected example of the fraud endemic to the heady years of the early stock market. Incorporated to make small loans to the working poor, the Charitable Corporation's shareholders discovered the money was gone, the warehouses of pledged goods were bare, and several officers had absconded with the company's books. My current research on this 18th century financial scandal highlights several areas of significance. It is a historical example of microlending that shows that although today women are the target of these loans, in the past it was men who obtained credit to support their households. The 1732 financial scandal also illustrates the hazards inherent to investing in new sectors. The Charitable Corporation was notable in having a high proportion of female investors. 35% of the funders in the 1700s were women. When the financial scandal came to light, it was female activist shareholders who called for a government bailout. Lastly, the Charitable Corporation scandal provides an example of how company managers get away with corporate malfeasance. Sloppy accounting, removing checks and balances, and siphoning funds to other businesses are central features in the long history of financial fraud.
That was Amy Freed of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.